Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, it is Solar Wants to Dance. It is Saturday for the next hour and a half. Of course, we're an hour early. It is 2 p.m. on the East Coast. Again, for the next hour and a half, I'm going to be playing all the jams, all of the dancing jams. I had to hook up a little roller skating jam right there from the lovely Miss Debbie Dev from 1984, of course, When I Hear Music. Of course, we might have Wardell call in and hang out with us just in case, you know, just in case I go off the rails just a little bit, you know. We got music on the way. I got some, let's see. I got some good dance tracks on the way. I don't really know what I'm going to play. I'm a freestyler today, so make sure you guys hang out with me. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. If you can't catch me live, you can definitely go to the Solar Records Radio Facebook page and like the page, and make sure you tell a friend to like the page and whatnot, and check out the playback and let me know what you think. Let's go ahead and get into some music, man. It's all about the dance music, and it was just the utmost pleasure, it's the honor to have Mr. Hubert Eaves on the show the other day. Of course, I had him on my Thursday show and talked about M2ME, of course, talked about working with D-Train Williams as a part of D-Train. So it's only fair. Let's take you back to 1982, give you one of D-Train's classics. You're the one for me. You guys keep it locked right here, because guess what? Solar wants to dance.
Bye.
You're listening to Solar Wants to Dance. I had to hook up a little Evelyn Champagne King. Of course, that is from her Get Loose album. I love that album. Of course, Back to Love from 1982. Before that, I had to hook up a little Vicky D. This Beat Is Mine, give me a little roller skating jam. Of course, started off. Of course, we had a great show Thursday, if I do say so myself. Of course, Thursday night, throwback Thursday night, we had the legendary Hubert Eaves III, of course, of D-Train fame. Of course, had to start off the little D-Train, You're the One for Me. And I got my partner here. My partner in crime, Mr. Wardell Potts Jr. is hanging out. What's up, man?
Glad you can make it. I got my gear. I'm so excited. I'm going to post a picture. I got my hat. I got my Solar Records Radio hat. I got my Solar Records Radio shirt. And I got my water bottle. I'm going to post it. I'm taking a picture now. I'm so excited. It just came in the mail, guys. So don't, you know, I look kind of, I don't know how I look, actually. But I'm taking the picture and I'm excited. And thank you for sending my stuff to me. I was excited when I ordered it. I wanted it for the trip before I hit the road. And so I actually bought my wife a matching set so we can ride down the road. Solar, just straight Solar. It's all about the Solar station. So anyway, man, you are grooving, moving and grooving, if I have to say it myself. And much love to all of our friends around the world. Hello, everyone. Hello to our friends here in the United States. Julianne, what's up, girl? And what's happening with the time in Lakeside? I just got off the line with them about an hour ago, and they are about to perform in Nashville, Lakeside and the Time, more standard time. And so, you know, guys, have a great show. And, you know, William Shelby is not there. The strangest thing is that Ricky Freeze is the bass player for the Time, but he also was the keyboard player for Dynasty because Leon Silvers was our bass player. And they were together. And I mean, what am I saying? So and so when the show tonight is Lakeside, William Shelby from Dynasty was singing in Lakeside. You know, helping out there because they lost a couple of vocalists. So he stepped in and he just been there for the last 4 or 5 years singing with them, which he kind of made it his own thing. And so Ricky Freeze heard Tommy Shelby, which is William Shelby's brother, his older brother, and he said hello to Ricky Freeze. And Ricky, it sounded just like William Shelby, and Ricky just broke. He broke down because, you know, he knew he wasn't going to see William Shelby on the stage with them tonight. But then he walks out of his room and he hears Tommy Shelby. He didn't see him. He just heard him say, "Hey, Ricky." And it sounds just like William. So, you know, there's so much history going on, man. And it's just, you know, there's so many emotions that get caught up in all these years of knowing people, knowing each other, working together, working with others. And then, you know, when something like this happened, it's just like, whoa, it's crazy. But, you know, the love is still there, and God is good, and my brothers are still out there performing and doing their thing, and I'm just very happy for them. So that's an update on what's up with the Time and Lakeside in Nashville tonight. And so if you're in Nashville, go check them out. Go check them out.
Okay. How's your status? This is the 4th of July weekend. 4th of July is going to be Monday, but we're kind of just celebrating the weekend as the 4th of July weekend. Hopefully everyone is staying safe. You know, we're from the country, so we'll say, people say, well, fireworks. We say popping firecrackers. So hopefully just stay safe out there. If you guys are out there popping firecrackers or getting ready to pop firecrackers, what's so funny is my neighbor, we live in a cul-de-sac, and the house that's like right there at the end of the cul-de-sac, as a matter of fact, the brother just moved to Florida, but he was an assistant coach for a youth football league. And every 4th of July, all of the kids would come out there in the cul-de-sac and they'd pop all of these crazy firecrackers, Roman candles. I mean, it would be lit up the 4th of July. We just go out there and, you know, get our little chairs, or we didn't have lawn chairs, so we just get our little dining room chair and just sit out in the driveway and just watch the kids, you know, all the, you know, 11, 12, 13, 14-year-old kids out there, you know, just having like a big fireworks display out there. And it would be fun. And he did it for the past 3-4 years before he actually moved. He just moved about a couple of months ago. But it's just the simple things that you know you're going to miss. But definitely, man, if you guys are handling fireworks, make sure you just stay safe. It's just not in my passion anymore. I like to just watch others do it. I remember growing up and couldn't wait to, you know, my mother or my uncle to get me $20 so I can go get, you know, some black cats, you know, or whatever. And we'd go out there and do what we do when it came to the fireworks display and kind of have our own. And the crazy part about it is, you know, I live in a cul-de-sac now. I grew up on a dead-end street. So at the end of the street, so, you know, with the exception of, I guess, the round cul-de-sac part, we was on that dead end. So we would shoot fireworks, and we lived there next to a creek. So we would shoot bottle rockets into the creek or, of course, up in the sky, definitely. But, I mean, 4th of July memories, man, just, you know, just savor the memories with the family that's still here and those who are no longer with us, you know, just cherish those memories, man, because, again, tomorrow's not promised to us. Don't want to, you know, bring everybody's hopes down or bring everybody's morale down. Just be safe. That's all I'm saying. Just be safe out there.
Just be safe. Yes, sir. That's awesome, man. So, you know, I got to tell you guys, I'm going to tell on Don this. So Don calls me, right, early this morning, and he's so excited. I'm like, hey, what's up, Don? He said, man, you just don't know, man. I got to tell you. And he said that he got in his hard drive, he found all these songs, and he was so excited about it. And I was thinking, you know, see, that's like how I would be. But my wife, it's just like zoom right over her head, right? They don't get it. Like she don't understand like why we'd be so excited about songs on a hard drive. But you know, it's just that's kind of like. And so I was listening to him, but I was smiling and laughing at the same time because I had him on speakerphone, and my wife couldn't understand like why is he so excited about that. And I go, babe, you just don't understand. And she just couldn't get it, man. She just didn't get it done. But when you're passionate about music and when you find something that you didn't even know you had anymore, and it's like, oh my God, look what I found, my treasure.
Right.
I found a hidden treasure here. I hid it for myself.
Man. I was so surprised because exactly. I was like, you know, I just happened to look down and I saw my external hard drive and I said, you know what, let me put my external hard drive in here just to see, you know, if anything, you know, hopefully nothing's corrupt or corrupt my computer up or whatever, my main computer, I'm saying. And I look in there and I see all of this music. I mean, dang near, I'm pretty much near a terabyte of music. And I'm like, whoa, I'm music that I didn't even, you know, my wife and I used to host a blues radio show, a classic blues radio show. So we had a lot of older, I'm talking about Robert Johnson, Bessie Smith, those, you know, the pioneers of blues music. And we had all of that, Lightnin' Hopkins and, you know, up to John Lee Hooker. So I'm looking at all of this music. I'm like, my God. Just think if we do bigger things, it's a solo record. We're doing big things now. But I'm saying, you know, once we kind of get,
yeah, we're,
you know,
growing.
To a,
we're growing.
You know,
you're right.
If we grow or whatever, I'm thinking, yeah, man, the music that I have now will be definitely beneficial, especially if I can be able to, you know, use my computer as like that conduit as far as playing music instead of, you know, just putting it on another hard drive or putting it on a, you know, whatever, on another external drive. So
because we only can have so many files. And I don't know how many it is. Don might know, but and so we had so many songs that we load up ourselves right now. And so and we got to a point where we don't even have any more room. So we have to like get rid of some of the stuff that we don't play that much to get new stuff in there. And so it's kind of a pain in the butt. But at the same time, like Don says, it's just like, okay, right now our budget is what we have in the system. So that's what we're playing. But now that he found what he found, it's like finding more money. It's like, whoa, we got it going on. So he's so excited. I'm just as excited as him because I am a beneficiary of what he found. We are all a beneficiary of what he found. So, and my wife is like this, huh? She told, now, if we were talking about makeup or something, she'd be like, oh, yeah. You know, but it was just cool.
See?
But anyway. Yeah, well, you know, that's how they do. As a matter of fact, where is she? At the hair place, getting the hair done, you know. And also, let me tell you about her getting her hair done. She knows we're going on the road, so she's getting her hair done. And, you know, I was the one that mentioned that, you know, the dogs, well, one dog, my, you know, Chelsea, I was like, Chelsea needs, she needs a haircut or something. So my wife, like, she makes an appointment for her and the dogs. Nothing for me, for her and the dogs. To go get their haircut, she drops the dogs off, and then she takes off and tells me to go pick them up. I go to pick them up. I'm thinking I'm just grabbing the dogs, putting them in the car, and lady goes, "Oh yeah, that's $134." I go, "What? You mean she didn't pay for it? What's going on here?" So now, and the lady and her husband just start laughing. I said, "See how they do us, man? See how they do us?" But it's all good anyway, guys. So done. I'm really happy for you. So can I play a song? The show?
This is Solar Wants to Dance, and you got some good stuff too. So knock it out.
Well, listen, I'm just, you know, I don't want to just jump in on your show. You know, I mean, it's our show, but I don't want to just jump in on your groove. You grooving, as a matter of fact, Greg.
You know what? Look, I will start something. If it's okay, I'll start something. You got the block. You got the next block, right?
So you're going to
do
this
the next block?
Yeah.
I'll do this block. Will you get the next one?
Give me a chance to get everything set up. Go ahead. Cool. Because I just got back.
I want to throw in some hip-hop because, you know, Solo wants to dance.
Yeah.
And hip-hop is dance, right? You can definitely say that. So,
it's not dance.
So.
it's kind of a bounce. I'm just saying.
Well, let's
bounce.
Let's bounce and see if I can bounce and dance from the Escape album. From 1984, this is music from Houdini. Five minutes of funk, guys. Keep it locked right here because guess what?
Uh-oh.
Now the party didn't start, so I walked in, and I probably won't leave until the thing ends. But in the meantime, in between time, if you work your thing, then I work mine. We came here together so we could have fun. Me and you, baby, going one-on-one. Now this is the last dance for us to get off. So either get loose or you ought to get lost. Cause I'm just about ready to do my thing. Cause I'm a Stone Cold New York rap machine. I'ma give you what I got, and baby, that's plenty. And never has one man rock so many. I'ma make you wet and make you sweat. Just to see how funky you can get. Now when I'm on the mic, I do serve well. And I go by the name of the rapper Ja Rule. Now sit back, relax, put on your headgear. You're ready for a trip through the atmosphere. Gonna take you for a ride through the Swallow. satellite zone. I don't need a spaceship, I use my microphone. So hold on tight with all your might, cause I'll be rocking like this for the rest of the night. It's Jahlil, y'all, your master rapper. And when I'm on the mic, it's a sheer disaster. Cause MCs crumble when we rumble. Some think I'm soft just because I'm humble. So all you MCs, I hope you're real good listeners. Cause in this battle, I'm taking no prisoners. I'm playing MCs right on the spot. Cause I'm the master of the rap, the doctor of the rock. The jack of all trades, the master of one. And the thing I master is called having fun. We got 3 minutes left to rock this funk. To separate the good stuff from the junk. So get in the groove and feel the sound. And once you're inside, spread yourself around. From the bottom to the top, top to the bottom. Come on, master, get funky while we got it. We used to get together at the dark. Sometimes we rap, sometimes we sing. In the summer or the winter, cause it ain't no thing. And ever since I first came round, side by side, we'd throw down. We came here to this here place to serve you all right to your face. Because this jam here is our showstopper. We didn't want to keep it, but I guess we got it. With the men of the hour, make the ladies scream and holler. Too hot to drop, too sweet to be sour. I'm gonna set the record straight, and I hope that it is not too late. I won't settle for less. Put your money on me, I'm your best bet. Come on, one for the trouble, two for the bank, three for the ladies, four for the play. 5 minutes of funk, this ain't no dump. So pull your bottom off the tree stump. Ladies real pretty, city to city. But now we're getting down to the nitty gritty. From the bottom to the top, top to the bottom. I'm gonna rock on why I still got them. I'll rap and shower, have style and power. And this, just go out, I don't know it, all of you have heard. So it's up to me to spread the word about the man that we feel has got to be real. I'm proud prince on the wheels of steel. He goes by the name of Grandmaster D. So if it's alright with you, it's alright with me. We're gonna rock you people's minds with ease, with some help from the mic show, if you please.
Get up, 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 get up I'm reaching as when I start crying for attention. That's what I say, and things always go my way. Well, I talk a lot, but I'm really shy. My loving ways just get me by. I ride the baddest sounds around. I'm guaranteed to throw down. The only difference between you and me, and that is that I'm sexy. I'm an angel possessed with some devilish eyes, with a curvy hip to make an angel ride. Everybody calls me Never Wrong, cause I'm a big style freak with the funky song. Do you hear me talking? Do you hear me singing on the microphone? I want you to sing along.
You go do it, you go do it, you go do it, do it, do it.
I got two great partners standing by me. That's Karen G to James to the B. One is Bondi, and she's right on time. She calls herself Miss Superfly. I said Cheryl the Pearl is the one with the eye. She's guaranteed to hypnotize. Said Angie B, hey, that's me. I can rock so dangerously.
You go do it, you go do it, you go do it, do it, do it.
At a quarter to six, you got in a fix and you called on Angie B. And you look surprised as I arrive. You see me dressed to a T.
You go do it, you go do it.
That's classic Stephanie Mills from 1979, Put Your Body in It, of course, produced by the late, great James Entume, and, of course, the late, great Reggie Lucas. And by the way, Wardell, who played keyboards on that song, on that whole album? That was from her What You Gonna Do With My Lovin' album, again, from 1979. Guess who played keyboards on that?
I don't know who.
Our brother, you know, a good brother we had on the other day, Mr. Hubert Eaves III. He played keyboards on that album.
Oh, man. Go, boy. Love it.
Yeah. Had to hook that up. And, of course, gave you some hip-hop. Before that, I played a little bit of the Sequence from 1979 from Sugar Hill Records. Of course, you guys remember Sugar Hill Gang. Of course, these were the ladies. The Sequence called Funk You Up. And, of course, started off the block, a little Houdini from 1984, 5 minutes of funk. And we're almost about 30 minutes away, 33 minutes away from the show being over. We got 33 minutes left of the show. But, Wardell, man, take it over, brother. Please, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to play a little bit some dance tracks for you.
That was fun. That was fun. Don't go away. Don't go away.
Put your body in it.
We love it.
Put your body
in.
That was my jam right there.
So is that considered hip hop?
No, that was a little more dance disco.
Okay. All right. Just checking. I want to make sure I know what I'm talking about. But we love you guys, and we know. I want to share something with you guys. In the United States of America, this Monday is we are celebrating Independence Day. It's a big holiday weekend for the people over here in the States and the people around the world that celebrate it with us. So we just want you to understand what I'm about to say. And I just want to basically wish all of our listeners and our friends that travel on this holiday season to please be safe and have a good time. And
yes.
Go crazy enjoying your family and friends. Enjoy, because it is a gift. This is a wonderful opportunity for you to just be blessed by your loved ones. So enjoy each other. But please make sure no one's driving and drinking, or drinking and driving, however you want to say it. Please just, you know, just watch out, because the statistics, unfortunately we have to say this, but statistically there's so many people that we lose throughout the holidays. So please be careful. Please be careful, not just for yourself, but for the other people that are driving around you. I remember, I think it was last year, Greg was out there. And he was just a few seconds away or a few minutes away, and bam, that was a very bad accident. And, you know, he could have been a part of that. And so, you know, we just have to really be careful, because you just never know, okay? But we want you guys to have a great, great Solar weekend with us. We are doing it right here and now, Don Fleming and myself. We are just hopefully we are being able to we're able to give you some music that you can enjoy and help you to kick off your holidays. All right. So thank you again for choosing Solar Records Radio. Please be safe. Enjoy your family. Love on each other. Be a blessing to one another, and be grateful for the opportunity, because, you know, you just never know, right? You never know. So. All right, guys. And, you know, I wish my dad was still alive, because then he would see his granddaughter. She has got a double doctorate in education. I mean, this girl is just ridiculously smart. My niece was so smart that her punishment would be she couldn't read. She was obsessed with reading when she was young. And my sister would take the books away. That was her punishment. I'm like, that would be a punishment to me, to make me read. Her punishment was the complete opposite. You are not reading. Oh my gosh, she was just so. But anyway, guys, I guess I'm going to, I just want you guys, like I said, go crazy, have a good time with your family and stuff. Don, is there anything else you want to say before we go crazy here on this last 29 minutes?
Yeah, man. I just want to kind of co-sign what you said as far as just the 4th of July weekend and us celebrating here in the States. You never know, of course, probably across the world too. But yeah, I just want to say be safe. Again, I can't stress this enough. I don't want to see anybody losing any fingers. So just make sure you guys play safe and stay safe. And just, again, have fun. Don't drink and drive, like you said, because, yeah, the cops are going to be out. Doesn't matter what state you're in. They're going to be out. So
absolutely.
It's all good, though. Let's go crazy. Let's go crazy.
Let's go crazy. All right, guys. We love you.
Electric word, life, it means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you, there's something else. The afterworld. A world of never-ending happiness. You can always see the sun. Day or night. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one. Locked everything to be all right.
Show us slow. And all they said was 6'8", he stood. And people thought the music that he made was good. Then there's a DJ and Paul was his name. He came up to money, this is what he said. You and OG are gonna make some cash. Sell a million records and we're making the dash. Oh, I'm buzzing the club.
This is how we do it.
Dancing to something like nobody does.
Found that we can women run the strange hotel. It was
production. That's what they call production. Job well done, as our brother, Mr. Michael Jackson. We miss you, brother. Wow, he came, Don. When he came with it, didn't he? Don Fleming.
Man. No. I was just, that song, you know, it starts off that slow, that violin, and then it gets to the dance part, and then it slows back down. So that's kind of how, I guess, the whole cardio thing goes, you know, kind of get yourself ready, drink your water, mm-hmm. and then you get intense, you do your thing, and then at the end, you cool down. So
yes.
That's kind of, okay, I kind of made that little parallel there.
You did.
Dang,
good job. In his own mind.
Oh, man. In my own mind. In my own mind. We got about, 10 minutes left of the show. Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah,
great show today, man.
Well, you did the show. I just showed up.
No.
You did the show, man. Thank you for that. We really enjoyed it, and it's good. I love the mix up. I love it when it comes from different angles, and you did a great job, man. So, hats off to you, my brother. Thank you for kicking off the 4th of July celebration. And Don, are you? What are you doing on the holiday? Are you off on the holiday? Or are you working?
I am off, and I just asked my wife, what do you want me to put on the grill, so I'm just waiting to hear from her and see what we're going to do for Monday. But yeah, this whole weekend is kind of a chill weekend.
Awesome. Yeah, well, I have no plans, which is absolutely amazing. I love it. I don't want plans. I don't like being stuck to doing, having to do something. And so I love people and I love my family, mm-hmm. and I just hate getting ready.
Right.
It's just like, it's that preparation and you can't make make adjustments because people have already, made their plans to come in and to be with us, right? We're supposed to be with them. So you can't, you're kind of stuck in a box. So it's all good, though. I'm very grateful for, like I said, just to be able to celebrate life together with my family and friends. Most of my family is, East Coast or West Coast, and somehow I ended up in the middle of the country here and hardly any family. But I do have my brother-in-law who is only around the corner and a cousin across the has a ranch across the road, and so we'll probably get together with them. And I like it because it's real simple. It's not a big production. I want to keep it simple. And so anyway, that's me whining. That's my little whining for the day. Anything else? Anything else?
No, man. I am gonna enjoy the weekend and watch some, watch some videos, watch some music videos, watch some. On my YouTube TV, watch some cat videos, watch some cooking videos, Yeah, I'm a cat guy. Every now and then I like watching, especially wild cats, like big cats. There's a couple in Russia or the Ukraine somewhere, and they have a pet puma, a pet mountain lion, and he's a big house cat. They actually, he couldn't be out in the wild. And because he had medical issues, so they took him in because they were going to euthanize him. And the family, the couple was like, no, we'll take him in. Took him in, nursed him back to health. He still has his medical issues or whatever. They didn't really disclose it, but he's a big cat. It's just imagine having a cat in the house, but it's a mountain lion. And I'm always fascinated by people who do these unorthodox things, I guess, as far as from a societal standpoint. Like, oh, you're not going to have a pet wildcat in the house or a pet lion or a tiger, but for some reason they do it. I'm not going to do it, but I do like watching these videos and things like that. So that's kind of like my guilty pleasure. So Yeah, I'm going to be watching cat videos all weekend.
Greg said he follows Puma on Facebook. I guess that's one of the animals that you're talking about.
Yes, Messi. Check it out.
Oh, Messi.
His name is Messi. Yeah, his name is Messi. That's the couple I watch. It's a big, and they have a pet cheetah,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
They have a pet cheetah, too.
God, keep them safe.
Yeah,
keep them, keep them safe.
You know, my wife is, it's funny because my wife is like, why do you watch this? Why do you watch this? Like, because it's amazing, you know?
Yeah,
and then I'll
yeah.
joke with her and say, I want one, I want one. And she's like, oh, no.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's nice.
I live vicariously through them when it comes to wanting a big cat in the house. So
yeah, well, you're the biggest cat in the house, right? That's about all she gets right there. Right?
I guess yeah, that's what she says. Ha ha ha! That's what she says. Ha ha ha!
Yeah. All right, guys.
Hey, five minutes left of the show. We're almost out. We're pretty much out of time again. Wrapping it up, man. And thank you guys for tuning in and hanging. Have a safe rest of your 4th of July weekend and enjoy your 4th. I'm going to put an old show for Old School Monday in, so make sure you check it out Monday, 8 p.m. To 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and, of course, tomorrow. Do you have praise and worship?
Absolutely. Praise and worship tomorrow on Solar Records Radio. This weekend, I think, well, yeah, we are on the road on Wednesday, so we'll see you on Tuesday. How about that? So tune in for Tuesday. So I'll see you on Sunday tomorrow as we praise our Heavenly Father and, you know, just kind of get our spirit right. And then on Tuesday again, I'll be back. And so you guys be blessed and take care of yourselves. And remember, this is nothing. Nothing like the real thing. And you guys got it. You guys are the real thing. And we thank you so much for blessing us and being here with us. And just, you know, thank you for your kind words and just hanging out with us here at Solar Records Radio. We really appreciate you. Your love and support means everything to us. So thank you. God bless you. And thanks, Joanne, for your friendship. I appreciate that. I just got a friendship from Joanne because of you, Don. I think she was your friend. So anyway, Joanne McDuffie.
You're talking about JoJo. Yes. From the Mary Jane Girls.
Oh, is that who that is?
Yeah.
Joanne McDuffie? All right.
JoJo.
JoJo.
Hey, JoJo, if you're listening to the show. That kind of rhymes. Hey, JoJo, if you're listening to the show.
There you go. All right. Well, God bless you guys, and take care, and thank you again, like I said, for being the best part of Solar Records Radio. Thanks, Greg, for the amazing flyers. You guys all have a wonderful weekend wherever you are in the world, and be safe and take care of yourselves. And our friends here in the United States, as this is a holiday weekend, safe travels to you and your family. We'll be praying for you, and, you know, you get any time, chime in and hang out with us. We appreciate that. All right. Good night, God bless, and take care. Later, Don.
Have a good one, guys.
All right.